Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shir should be a special schus for Avi Mori, Nimi Morasi, Shayukhil, and with schus, Nechakito Basri Chaim Tsi, Becholet Sechat Sevachonim Veilea, Golan Ben Gabriel, Amate Ben Dvor, Ali Shuda Ben Ruti, Elezer Chaim Ben Esther Simi, Yam Simchen Adin Amini, David Ben Ziba, Ben Yosef Ben Chana, Basal Ben Bati, Nisan Yaakov Ben Yudin Sar, Yudin Ben Gittel, Moshe Aram Ben Lea Bela, David Yoshua Ben Liba Malka, Binyamin ben Shanam, Remini Lechai, Sarah Bas Clara, Carmel ben Mordechai ben Telsalia, Eliyah ben Ravit, Baruch ben Tzivia, Yehuda ben Chaya Esther, Eliyah ben Sarah, and Nishmas Marasas, Bas Shurus, Chanuk Tzivia, 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 Meir Zev, and Reb Shmuel Pinchas, Reb Yaakov Tzvi, Alexander Zishim, Reb Yosef, Shalom Baruch, Abad Tzlach, Bechol Maasei Yedeyim, Lihibad Ben Chaim Lechaim, it should be Lui Nishmas, the Niftarim, and Baruch Abad Tzlach for the Chaim. And the Misiyata Tishmaya, we're going to be learning the sugi of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, and we're going to be taking this incredible journey with the guidance of Meir Rabbeinu Moreinu Akonu Golda Mufla Mufluk Maran Rosh Hashiva Gaon Rav David Zetzal. Hamishnah Moed Katan B'Tafchet Amud Bet Omeret Ein Nosim Nashim B'Moed. לא בתולות, לא אלמנות, ולא ימאמים, מנה ששמחה היא לא. אבל מחזיר לדרושתו, the Mishnah says, that you're not allowed to marry a woman on the moed, neither besulois, nor almanois, you're not allowed to do yibum, because it's a simcha, but you're allowed to be מחזיר גרושה. The Gemara says, וכי שמחה לא מה יהבה, אז מה אכפת לי? אז יש לו שמחה. מה רע בשמחה? So the Gemara answers, first teretz is the number of תירוצים, First teretz is Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Lachin Amar Rabbi Elazar Amar Rabbi Yoshai, Rabbi Amar Rabbi Yoshai, Vrami Lomar Rabbi Elazar Amar Rabbi Chanina, Lefi She'ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. You're not allowed to mix in two simchas. You're not allowed to mix in the simcha of the Moyei together with the simcha of Nisuin. Ze Terutz Echad. Terutz Sheni Rabba Bar Avuna Amar, מפני שמניח שמחת הרגל ועוסק בשמחת אשתו. מפני ששמחה לא is, the problem is you're going to set aside, not that you're going to mix in simchas, but you're going to set aside, mix together simchas, but you're going to set aside the simcha of the regel, and you're also only be עוסק בשמחת אשתו. זה התירוץ השני. אמר לאביי לרב יוסף, רבי says to רב יוסף, הו, The Rabbi Bar Avuna, this that we just said in the name of Rabbi Bar Avuna, the Ravu is what Rav says. The Amar Rav Daniel Bar Ktina Amar Rav, Inayin Shein Osim Hashim B'Moed, Shenamar V'Samachta B'Chagecha, V'Dorshim Sha'asimcha, Shemesmechim B'Moed, Tia Rak B'Chagecha, V'Lo B'Ishtecha. So it says, V'Samachta B'Chagecha, V'Lo B'Ishtecha. So if you're Samech B'Simcha Se'ish, you're not Samech B'Simcha Se'chag. So the Mela Rabbi Rav Huna says, you're not allowed to get married on the Moed because you're Meniach Simchas Rogel Bosei B'Simchas Ishto, and it says, Faket V'Samachta B'Chagecha V'Lo B'Ishtecha. Another Teretz Ul explains, V'Bnei HaTorach Yesh Torach B'Achanat Tzudat HaNisu'in, and you're going to have to find guests, they're going to come to be Mesamech you, the Gorei Satircha, we don't want you to be Torach on the Moed. Rav Yitzhar Ben Avcha Amar, V'Bnei Bittel Peri V'Rivya, V'Bnei Mevatel Peri V'Rivya, if you're allowed to get married in the Moed, so he's going to say, you know what? Yantav is so expensive, instead of having to pay for a chasana meal and for a yantav meal, we'll kill two birds with one stone, and we'll make the chasana meal the yantav meal. Inshallah Mal Yisrael, and that's not good. Your mevatim appear very via kol hashana. People are going to be pitching off their weddings. Meisve kol el shamar asun lisa b'moed mutarim lisa be'erav aragel. So the Bnei Yeshiva asked on the Divrei Amoraim that we learn in a Braisa, all of these that the Chachamim said that you're not allowed to get married on the Moed is only on the Regel itself. But however, you're allowed to get married on Erev HaRegel. Afilu Shashah Mitoch Shevat Yimei Suda Shel HaNisuah, even though the 7 days of the Suda are going to be during the Regel, you're still allowed to get married in the Regel. Be'erev HaRegel. You're allowed to get married Be'erev HaRegel, even though the Sheva Brachas are going to be just this past Sukkot. I was at a Sheva Brachas, they got married in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, and the Sheva Brachas is on Sukkot. So you're allowed to get married by Erev Regel. Kashi Lekulu. So now it's a Kashi on everybody. Because if you get married in Erev Regel, so you'll be Misame, you'll be Osek, be Regel, Velo, Besimchas Ishtoi. Right? In other words, you're not going to be sick in one and not the other. And you're going to mix the two simchas together. You're going to be ma'ariv simcha b'simcha, and you're going to be tarech b'regel b'simchas hanisuin. And also you're going to push off the wedding into the moed in order to save money, and to the erev moed in order to save money, because the suit is going to be on the moed, so you'll be able to. You'll be able to save money by only having to make one suda for both, for the nisuin and for the regil. So basically, it's a kasha on everybody. How are you allowed to get married erev a regil? So the Gemara answers. Lo kashi lemandi amar mishum simcha. The one who holds the yisun is out simcha. In other words, Sai, according to Shmuel, who says it's because they amar simcha simcha. Sai, Rabbi Ravun is in Rab, who said that the reason is because many echligamri simcha seregel. Of course, simcha zishtoi. Don't worry about it, because ikar simcha chad yoimau. The ikar simcha of the nisun is only one day. It's just on the first day. B'shayam, it's not zikrois a simcha, so it's not megareya. The Simchas Hamoitz is not going to be a problem of La'ar Simcha B'Simcha. It's not going to be a problem of setting aside the Simcha of the Moed and Migasik B'Simcha Sishto L'man D'Yomar. Mishum Tircha, Eker Tircha Chad Yoyim, as Eker L'man D'Yomar Tircha, the Eker Tircha is the first day, Erev Yom Tov, so you don't have to worry about L'man D'Yomar Shum B'Yot 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 Rivya, the Chad Yomar Shin Yishim Navshei. So, if it's because of B'Yot 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 Rivya, because of that one day, in other words, getting married, on Erev Yom Tov, the person's not going to push off a marriage a whole year just for that one day. Because maybe it's going to be an onus, and he's not going to be able to get married, and then you have to wait till after the regel. So he's already going to get married in the middle of the year. So that according to the reason of not getting married in Erev Yom Tov, because then you'll save money and you'll be able to make the Suda on Yom Tov, and you'll be able to save money. So that doesn't apply if you get married in Erev Yom Tov, because we're not worried that for that one day you're gonna push it off in order to get married on that Erev Yom Tov, because maybe it's gonna be an onus and you're not gonna be able to get married. You have to wait till after Yom Tov, so we're not worried about that. The male of the Yisrael is only get married on the regel, on the Yom Tov, on the holiday, and not before. Not an Erev Yom Tov. Within Rav Simcha Simcha Nol, and how do you know in Rav Simcha B'Simcha? The Chassid, it says by Shlomo HaMelech, B'inyan HaSimcha, HaGadol HaShasa Shlomo HaMelech, when he B'chinuk Etz Beitza HaMikdash HaRishon, V'yashlom V'yisi Yisachog, V'cho Yisrael Yimol Kol Godom Lo Chamas Ad Nacho Mitzrayim, V'nei Hashem L'kenu Shiv Siyam Shiv Zeo Yomim. Arba Aser Yomim, as Perush HaPasuk, Shemekodim Esu Shivat Yom, Yomim L'Simchat Chanukat B'inyan Beit HaMikdash, and then they kept Sukkos. You hold you can be married to Simcha B'Simcha, so why don't you make the Simcha Chanukah HaMikdash during Sukkos? And this way you won't have to miss so many work days. And the fact they didn't do it, and even though there's a great benefit involved, you see, that even Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Frakti Gemara. V'dilma mintalon atrina ve'echad disrami avdinan. Maybe, ein mamtinim, you don't wait until the regel. In other words, ho'il she'ein ma'arvin simcha, b'simcha. Since it's learned from Chanukas Habayi Shebi Mei Shlomo, maybe you can only learn from there that if the nesu'in happened lifnei regel, don't push it off till the regel and be ma'ariv simcha senesu'in and simcha seregel. Just like Shlomo HaMelech didn't wait with the Chanukas Habayis until the regel. But if it happens, it happens. Person's in Orlando. Meets a beautiful, wonderful, holy, sneezdika girl with great midas. And Esrami. He says, you know what? I know it's Yantif. I know it's Pesach. Let's get married. Maybe then it's Mutter. Now, you're not allowed to push it off premeditatively, but you're allowed to, if it happens, it happens. That's the Gemara's kasha. And then skipping a little bit in the Gemara. Ella, midmiyatir kro. It's learned from the makar of Ein Rav Simcha Simcha. It's not learned from the fact that Shlomo HaMelech didn't push off the Siyum HaBinyan until Chag HaSukkos. Because maybe that was for a different reason, as the Gemara explained earlier. But rather, midmiyatir kro. Mikach shenichtav lashon miyutar ba'pasuk. Mich diktiv, it says in the pasuk. Vayashlom abesi esachog, arba asar yoyim. So what does it mean, shivas yamim, shivas yamim? It says arba asar yom, I know how to count. What's shivas yamim, shivas yamim? We know it's pamayim sheva is 14. Shema mino, ha'ilchud v'hani l'chud. That's muchach mikach. Shediyek ha'pasuk l'chtov, shivat yamim, shivat yamim. That each one has to be independent. Ad kan midivra sugya moira veraboy say. Is that kishmak or what? Baruch Hashem. Chshav anachon nigash ledivrei moreinu verabeinu hanesher hagadol harambam. Omer harambam beperek zayin melchot yom tov halachat tet zayin. Ein roim esanigoyim bemoyed. Oh, parshas hashavua. Ein roim, you don't see the negoim on moed. Why? Shem yimtza tomei v'nimtza chago nefach le'evil. Because maybe the person's going to be found tomei. And the holiday is going to be transformed to a time of mourning. Ve'ein noisim nashim. And you're not allowed to get married. You don't want the guy to be a mitzari. He's found out he's a mitzari and yantif. That could really rain on your party. So we don't want that to happen. Ein noisim nashim, v'loy miyab min b'moyed, k'day sh'loy tishtakach simchas achag b'simchas nisuin. You don't get married, you don't yib man moed, so that you don't forget the simchas achag because of the simchas nisuin. Ava machzor is gushasa. You're allowed to take back your ex-wife and make her your present wife. U'ma'arsin nashim b'moyed, you're allowed to do eirusin. Rashi lasa siru seris, lasa siru seris, yinadu siru seris, yinadu siru seris nesuin. Yishloi arif simcha b'simcha. You know that you don't mix in the two simchas together. So no siru seris, no siru nesuin. And no nesuin. That's the Rambam, Yomtif 7:16. The Rambam, Ishus 10:14, writes, אבל אין נוסים נושם לא בערב שבס ולא באחד בשבס. גזירה שמיוב ולידי חילו שבס בתיקון הסעודו, שהחוסן תורד בסעודוסו, ואין צורך לא ימר שאוסר ליסה בשבס. You're not allowed to get married, but you're not allowed to get married neither on ערב שבס, nor on אחד בשבס, the day after שבס, which the Goyim call after the Avodah Zarah, they call it Sunday, after the sun god, with a lowercase g. So Echad B'Shabbos, not an Erev Shabbos, not an Echad B'Shabbos. Why? Because Gzeiro, Shema Yavo Lidei Chilul Shabbos B'Tikon HaSeuda. You might come to Chilul Shabbos when you're preparing the Seuda. She'achosan Torot B'Seuda, so the Chosan is busy with his Seuda. He's bothered, he's troubled by the Seuda. He has to prepare the Seuda. Ve'en Tzarech Lomer Shasel Lissi B'Shabbos. Vadyan HaGemen HaShabbos. Vafilu Chol Shamoyed, even on Chol Amoyed. Like we explained, you're not allowed to get married in a chol moed. Why? If you say Marvin Simcha b'Simcha, Shneimar Malei Shavua Zos v'Nitna l'Chagam Zos. We see by Lovin that Yaakov finished the week of Simcha with Leah, and then he can get married to Rachel. So that's where you see Marvin Simcha b'Simcha. So Ad Kan Shnei Rambamim Echad b'Ishus 10:14, and the other in Yontif 7:16. The Lechem Mishnah and Hilchos Yontif he'erich l'tmoa b'divrei HaRambam. He set forth a number of difficulties with the Shita of the Rambam. Number one, first the Rambam says, Shalei tishtakach simchas hachag b'simchas nisuin. We don't want you to forget the simchas hachag because of the marriage. So, in other words, who's the Rambam paskening like? Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. That the Isser is because he's setting aside simchas haregel and he's Isaac b'simchas ishta. Like the Maggid Mishnah says, the Rambam paskens that way because that's the way Rav holds. That we don't want you to be meniach simchas haregel v'isek b'simchas ishta. That's why the Rambam writes this reason, because the Rambam was going with Rav, as the Gemara says that we saw and we read. The Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, the Rav Hu. The Amar Rav, Daniel Bar Ktina Amar Rav, Minayin Shein Osna Shemoy, Shein Arba Semachta B'chagach, B'chagach V'lo B'yishtecha. You have to be happy with the Chag, and now with your wife. So we're concerned you're going to leave Simchas HaChag, and be Osek in Simchas your wife. So we don't want that. So Mimela, you're not allowed to get married on the regal. And we can add from what Tosis writes in the Avches Amid Beis, Dibur Maschel B'chagecha, based on the Sugin Chagiga 8b, Shemeforah Sham, Shel Rav Ashi, Drasha Gmurahi. That according to Rav Ashi, this is a Drasha Gemura. And this Pasuk is coming for this Drasha, so we have a Pasuk. We have a pasuk for samachta b'chagecha, v'lo b'yishtecha. Tosfos, ikir droshehu, v'lo yasmachta. K'damrinu perakam d'chagiga, v'rashi hay b'chagecha may dorish bei. So the Gemara asks, what's Rav Ashi going to do with this pasuk? Because this is an absolute drasha. B'samachta b'chagecha b'chagecha v'lo b'yishtecha. Is an absolute drasha. So memela, we have a pasuk, we have a makor in the pasuk to tell you that you're not allowed to get married on the moed. Why? What's the reason? Because you have to be happy with the holiday, not with your wife. See also Tosis there in Chagiga b'chagecha, Tosis in Ksubis 47 A.D. Vor Maschil de Masela, and Takas so writes the Lechem Mishnah, in the second paragraph of Chus Chagig Alochayud. Okay? So that's the Rambam. The Rambam paskins that you can't be meniach simchas regel v'oisik b'simchas ishtoi. V'ilu, b'emshech dvarav, mevuar b'Rambam lehedya, shu pasak haman domer sha'isu mishem arvin simcha b'simcha. So, and the Rambam later on says, ein marvin simcha b'simcha. In the same Rambam in Hilchos Yom Tov. So which one is it? Is it you shouldn't forget one and be osek in the other? Or is that you shouldn't mix in the simchas? And you can't tell me that it's the same thing, because in Ishus, in the 10th perek, the Rambam writes the Isser is mitzad erev simcha b'simcha, and he brings the pasuk of Malei Shavua Zos. It's b'chalan talking about simchas haregel. So you can't say that that ein marvin simcha b'simcha is the same, not mixing in two simchas is the same as meiniach simchas haregel v'osek b'simchas ishta. That we don't want you to put one aside and be osik in the other. That's not the same as mixing in the simchas, because the makor from not mixing in the simchas has nothing to do with the regel in the Rambam, because the Rambam brings from the pasuk by Rachel and Leah, not talking about Yom Tov there. So ein marvin simcha b'simcha is a different reason than meniach simchas haregel v'osek b'simchas ishta. So basically the Rambam contradicts himself. He starts off that we don't want you to forget the simchas hanesuin, you're so busy being happy that you got married, you're misamech, your wife. And then weiter, the Rambam says the reason is because ein marvin simcha b'simcha. Zo kushya achat, uv'yoyser tom alechem mishne, shemidivrei rashi, b'perush ha'alfasi, mevo'ar, sheyeshna nafka mina lemaise, bein hanu amoraim. From Rashi, in his Perush on the Rif, we see that there's an afkamina lemaisa between these Amoraim, which is that according to the Man d'Omer of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, any Simcha is Aser. Because he learned from Shlomo, which wasn't a Simchas Nisuin, not to mix that up with Simchas Sukkos. But L'Rav Bar Rav Huna, there's only Nisr B'Simchas Ishto. You're only not allowed to get married because you're going to be you're so happy when you get married. You know, you see these chasanim. As Baruch you say in Yiddish, with only a few mistakes. They say about the guy, he made eight mistakes on the word Noach. So that's when I speak Yiddish, that's how many mistakes I make. In any event, the point is, I was also chasen. It's mamash simcha to be chasen. So we're only worried about the simchas hachasen that it can't conflict with the simchas yantif. But other simchas, yes. So again, if the word is ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, every simcha is aser. Because it's learned from Shlomo, which is in Simchas Nesum. But if the word is Shaloya Niach, Simchas Haregel, Vyasuk, B'Simchas Ishto, so that's Dafka getting married. So there's a Nafka Mina between the two reasons, and the Rambam brings one and then the other. And that's why the Gemara says, Gemara brings Rav, Samach to be B'Chagecha, V'lo B'Ishtecha, V'lo B'Ishtecha. In other words, the only problem is when there's a conflict between Simchas Haregel and Simcha of your wife, but other Simchas are okay. So you see, this is, and then the Gemara learns Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha with Shlomo HaMelech. Why doesn't it learn if it's Samachta B'Chagecha B'lo B'Ishtecha? Because these are two different things. Nachal Yolo B'Ishtecha is not a word in Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. It's that you don't want to leave the Simcha Sachag and be Osek in Simcha's your wife. But other Simchas would be okay. And then when Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, we don't bring about marriage. We bring in general a Simcha of the Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash. Shouldn't conflict with the Simcha of Sukkah. So you're not allowed to have other Simchas also. So it's enough meaning, yet the Rambam brings both. As ze zo baya, v'yesh baya nosefet. Harambam b'hilchas ishus paskin zayin ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. So in hilchas yomtiv, the Rambam first brings not to forget. You can't forget simchas ha'chag and be yosek b'simchas ishla. That's number one. And then the Rambam at the end brings zayin ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. Even though these are two different reasons. And in hilchas ishus, the Rambam only brings zayin ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. אז מה הלך המשנה רוצה לתרץ? אז הוא רוצה לתרץ that the man d'omar of ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha doesn't argue with the man d'omar of meniach simchas haregel v'oisek b'simchas ishto. It's adding other simchas as well. In other words, you're not allowed to put aside the simcha of the regel and be oisek in the simcha of your wife. That's number one. And also ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, which we said comes to include other simchas as well. אז זה פשוט תוסף אתם, בא להוסיף עליו גם שער סמכות. ואין נויסים נמי מטעם זהו. And ain't nois in noshim b'regel is also for this reason. Other simchas and also not to get marrying a woman. You're not allowed to do in the regel because it's going to be ma'arv simcha b'simcha. אלא שבסיפו, הרמב"ם מדבר על סודס אירוסין ונישואין. ואין זו שמחה. ולכל המגזר בא משום שלא תשתכח, אחרי שאין זו שמחה גדולה. וזה אין ישר אלא משום אין מערבין. So in the Sefer, the Rambam in Hilchos Yomtif says, ובבד שלא יעשה סודס, ומער סן נושם המועד, ובבד שלא יעשה סודס אירסן, ולא סודס נשואין, כדי שלא ערב שמחה בשמחה. So in other words, here there's no חשש that you're going to set aside the simcha of the regal and only be osik in the simcha of the seudah, because it's not such a grois simcha. Ein zo simcha gdola kol kach. So here the only problem is, ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, the sudas erisin and sudas nesu is enough that it's an ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha problem. But it's not enough that you're going to be mevatel simcha sechag and only be osik in this simcha. So therefore in the end, in the Sefer, when the Rambam was talking about the sudas erisin and nesuin, the Rambam there cites the reason of ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. Tana de Bei Shmuel in Moi Kotten 18b, who says she ain't osim su des eros in b'moid, holds like this man the Omer. Whereas, according to Rabbi Bar of Huna, You're allowed to have an esudas eilusin and esuin on the yomtiv, because it's not going to be mevatel the simchas yomtiv. So again, if the reason is shemeiniach simchas regel v'oisik b'simchas ishto, so it would be mutter to make a suit the sim because you're not going to be mevatel, you're not going to set aside the simchas regel and simchas ishto. But I'll say in ma'abed simcha b'simcha, that's why you're not allowed to have these suit the sim and nisuin on yantiv, and that's the Tana de Beis Shmuel. Who holds she'ein osim sudas eilusin b'moed, and moed cut in 18b, because of ein ma'alvin simcha b'simcha. So that's the Lecha Mishnah's teretz. That's how he tries to harmonize between these two opinions. However, the Lecha Mishnah concludes, el fil tois, the kol zeh inenu shoveh, and he blibes with the tzarech iyon, lo murutze, lo mapsut me'anyan, kamo she'omrim ayom, v'ayinu mishum, di'im gam lahay man di'omer yeshna hadrosha, she'vesamachta v'chagecha, ולא באשתך, הרי מבואר מהדרוש השאיר ישראל אשתך בלבד, כמבואר ממה שאמרה הגמרא דהד הרב רק כרב בבר רב הונר דאזיל. והיח סביר לאלהי מאן דיאמר שישנו איסור שלא באשתך, אחרי דבאי קרא לאיסור, ואין קרא לה לאשתך. In other words, like this, we have a pasuk to tell you that ושמחת בחגך ולא באשתך, and that tells you that we don't want you to be meiniach simchas haregel and be oisek b'simchas ishtai, ki yesh lanu pasuk b'samach b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha. And what the Lecha Mishnah originally had said was that's not a stira to ein ma'ariv in simcha b'simcha. Both are true. Just ein ma'ariv in simcha b'simcha comes to include other simchas as well. But you see from the drash, it's only b'samach b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha. Why doesn't the pasuk say v'samachta b'chagecha not in any other simchas? You see, it's dafka ishtecha. And also the other amoraim, they're mechadish chedushim legabei other simchas as well. Why do they have to do that? All right, what's the Mishnah talking about? The Mishnah talking about ein nosim nashim b'moed. So if ein nosim nashim b'moed, so that should be enough v'samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha. So if everybody holds of Rav, if it's really not a machlekes, and everybody agrees with samach to b'chagecha below b'ishtecha, so why isn't that enough to explain the Mishnah? So first of all, samach to b'chagecha below b'ishtecha is mashma that it's only this type of simcha, not other simchas. Other simchas are okay. So that implies that it's a machlekes, because the other opinions hold the other simchas are not okay. There's a problem of ein ma'ariv simcha b'simcha. And the other issue is that If it's true that the opinion of Ein Ma'ariv Simcha Simcha also holds of Mebnei Shemineach Simcha Sarega B'lo Simcha Sishto, V'samachta B'chagecha B'lo Bishto, why does he have to add that reason? Why does he have to add Ein Ma'ariv Simcha B'Simcha? V'samachta B'chagecha B'lo Bishto is enough to explain the Mishnah of Ein Nosim Nashim B'Moed. So it must be that it's Taka Machlekes. And if it's a Machlekes between Ein Ma'ariv Simcha B'Simcha and V'samachta B'chagecha B'lo Bishto, אז איך הרמב"ם מביא את שניהם? והדברים תמוהים ומתמיהים! Also, if you don't need such a big reason, like an actual wedding, like a Simchas HaNesuin, for it to be Aser, so why does the Rambam say Simchas HaNesuin? The Rambam says Simchas HaNesuin is Aser, but Ein Ma'ariv Simcha B'Simcha even forbids a lesser Simcha. So the Lecha Mishnah blibes with the Tzarech Iyun, and we're stuck in the Rambam what the correct reason is, and why the Rambam seems to contradict himself. In the Merkavas HaMishnah, Hu Nitcha Ktuva Leva'er Tivrei Rambam, Ayin Sham B'Merkavas HaMishnah. אז מוריי ורבותיי, תפסת מרובה לא תפסת, אני לא רוצה להכביד יותר מדי, אז אנחנו נעכל, ניקח זמן לעכל את מה שלמדנו עכשיו, בעזרת השם, בשיעור הבא, אנחנו נוסיף כדרכנו בקודש להקשות קושיות. אנחנו מאוד מאוד מעריכים את העמדת הקשיים בסוגיה, כי מתוך החושך רואים את האור. אז אנחנו באמת זוכים ללמוד בצורה כזאת, בסגנון כזה, שקודם מעמידים הרבה קושיות, הרבה קשיים, הרבה מקומות לעיון ולדברים שמעוררים מחשבה רבה, ואחר כך אנחנו מציעים את המהלך לענות על כל הקושיות בסייעתא דשמיא. אז אני יישארו עמנו, ואנחנו נמשיך בשמחה ובטוב לבב מרוב כל בלי נדר. שלום שלום, תודה רבה רבה שהאזנתם.